From April 13th to 16th, the UNB Student Union and Student Union Building hosted Elections Canada to allow students access to advanced polls on campus. Unlike recent elections, this year's advanced polling period fell directly in the middle of UNB's exams. This scheduling conflict caused significantly reduced voter turnout at the early polls. Here's UNBSU President Drashtan Varma.
I imagine they took into account exams across certain schools. Where it was in the middle of smack dab middle exams, I think it might have had a little effect. I think generally we still got a pretty decent voter turnout. The turnout, I believe, was over the 4 days they were here, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the 13th, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on the 14th, 15th, and 16th. It was about 700 students over those 4 days, which I think is okay, not the greatest. I think in 2019 it was 600 students in 1 day or something like that is what from what they told me, I believe. So certainly not as what we would have hoped it to be, but and I think exams did have an impact on that, but I think overall still not a bad turnout.
Drashtan elaborated on the process for working with Elections Canada on a federal election.
So similar to the provincial election we had in October where Elections NB reached out to us, Elections Canada did reach out to us. In this case, Elections Canada is at campuses all across Canada for the same days. Something we helped them was in hiring students as poll workers. They need students to work the polls. They need poll workers. We were able to help them get a message on that. They were able to cover all the shifts for all the days they were there, which was great. Their short-term paid jobs, paid positions, good experience. So we were very glad students were able to fill those positions. They hired about 10 to 15 students. I could be wrong, but I'm generally like, I think that was just about it.
Drashtan also noted that there were some challenges in setting up the physical space for polling stations on campus.
We knew it was going to be the sub, ideally it was the folks at the sub here, Matt and Becky, so they were involved in that. When the conversation started happening, the sub, Matt, did approach me just to ensure, saying we might need to close more space than anticipated because of the equipment. So he was kind of getting the student union's thoughts on it, like, do you think this would be worth doing where it's in the middle of exams? Because we're taking away student space during exams where it's a peak time, the sub is packed, and we thought initially what the idea was that the entire left side of Tim's was going to close down. And we said if that were going to be the case, then it would not be worth closing the sub. We understand voting is important. They couldn't do it upstairs because they have to close down as much space just as that, so it'd take away space there. The idea we presented then was McConnell Hall and the seniors' common room. When you go enter McConnell Hall, there's a little room on the right. Would have enough space off to the side, not disturbing anything. Still a decently central spot on campus for students to go. But that did not end up happening because they were able to fit between the stairs, which is fine.
For those unfamiliar with the UNB campus map, McConnell Hall is the meal hall for students living in residence. Drashtan finished by explaining why it was necessary to ensure that students had access to advanced polls.
I think a lot of students, unfortunately, and not just students, a lot of people in general, Canadians, are of the thinking that, oh, my one vote's not really going to make a difference. It's not really going to matter. What's the point? They're of that thinking, and then they think, okay, I'm just not going to vote because it's not going to make a difference. And to be blunt, if you are of that thinking, yeah, your vote's not going to matter because you don't end up voting. My rationale behind it is that if people are of the thinking that, you know, my one vote can make a difference, my one vote will make a difference, then more people in general will actually end up going voting. And collectively, yes, all your votes will make a difference. Elections are often won on the slimmest of margins, and absolutely every vote counts. So I think people just, there perhaps needs to be a shift in attitude, but perhaps if people looked at it from a different perspective, it might give them some more clarity on that too. And by the time this airs, I imagine voting will still be going on. So to anyone listening, if you haven't voted yet, please make the time to go vote, student or not. I think students in particular have a unique opportunity to present different ideas and different perspectives that perhaps older folks wouldn't consider. And one way to do that is through voting. So absolutely go and vote if you have not done so yet.
I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.